Today, I'm going to be sharing briefly with us what I've titled, His Name is Yahweh. Amen. Amen. His name is Yahweh. Over the past few weeks, we have been looking into the names of God. Amen. And this is something that the Lord spoke to our senior pastor to tell the house and tell his people that we should acquaint ourselves with the names of God. And that is what we have been doing for the past 3 to 4 weeks now. And so if you've not been joining us, if this is your first time, you can after this go on ahead and visit our messages on our website. They are all available there, free to be accessed and downloaded. Amen. But today, I want us to take a look at his name, Yahweh. But for right now, I want you to take a piece of paper, a pen, or whatever you can write with. And I want you to think about that name of God that resonates with you, that you have had an experience with. Amen? A name of God that is, you have a personal revelation of. That based on the experiences you've had in your life, at some point he showed up. As maybe Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, whatever the name is, I want you to just write that name down. And if you're watching online, you don't have anything to write with, you can put it in the comment box there. Amen. And I want you to think about that name and think about the event that took place that led to you catching a revelation of that name. You will find that through the Bible, you'll find that at every point that God wants to inject himself in a situation or his people encounter God, they discover a unique personality of God. They find out that, oh, this God can actually heal. And they declare Jehovah Rafika. Amen? They say, our God indeed is here. He is with us. Jehovah Shammah. He supplies our needs at every point in time. He is our provider. Jehovah Yireh. Amen? You find that at every point in your life, just because you know the name, you've read it somewhere, doesn't really mean that you actually know him as Jehovah Shalom. Amen? Just because you know the name doesn't really mean that you know God as that person he has revealed. But today, we're going to take a little close look at the name Yahweh. Exodus chapter 3, and let us put our eyes on verse 13. Exodus chapter 3, from verse 13. Please allow me to read from the Amplified Version. And the Bible says right there, and Moses said to God, behold, when I come to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they say to me, what is his name? What is his name? You claim that you are coming from God. What is his name? Remember, they are in the land of Egypt where there are so many gods. There is a God of this, the God of that. And so we want to know which God exactly sent you. Because we know that you were once amongst them. So exactly which God sent you? What is his name? The Bible says right there in verse 14. And God said to Moses. Now this is a very interesting thing. And God said to Moses, I am who I am, and what I am, and I will be what I will be. I am who I am, what I am, and I will be what I will be. Think about it. He said, you shall say this to the Israelites, I am has sent me. In other words, you know, just call me I am for short. Okay? Amen. That might be a little overwhelming, so just tell them I am sent you. The Bible says right here, he said in the next verse, he said, God said to Moses, This shall you say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is the name, this is my name forever, and by this name I am to be remembered to all generations. What is he saying here? Moses was asking the Lord, please let me know the name that your people know you by. And God is introducing himself with a whole new name that nobody knows. This man is scared of the children of Israel. And he wants a name that they are familiar with. And God says, oh no, I want to reintroduce myself to these people. Think about this. These are people who have been in bondage for so long. This particular generation, they were all born into bondage. All they know is slavery. Now, they've heard that one time there was a God that their forefather Abraham worshipped. The God that their forefather Isaac and Jacob worshipped. But they have never experienced this God. Because when they called unto his name, he didn't bring them out of slavery. Things continue to get worse. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 1 that there came a king who had no clue who Joseph was. So this is a season where things have gone, things have faded with history. Nobody has a recollection that at one time, one guy from Israel showed up and saved the land. Now they have a new era, and this king says, these people are too great and too mighty. We have to shut them down. And these people have become so comfortable in the land. Understand that they being great and increasing, because the Bible says, even with all the oppression and all of the things that the children, that the king of Egypt did to them, they continue to increase and multiply. That is the handwork of the El Shaddai. He continues to cause them to increase without limit. Regardless the pressure and the situation and the oppression that they were in, they continue to increase and expand. Hallelujah. That is the covenant God had with them. But listen, they didn't need at this point increase. What they needed was freedom, liberation. And God stepped in and said, listen, you know me as El Shaddai. You know me, you know, according to history, as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Well, right now I am here. And what you need right now is the I am. What you need in this situation is me revealing myself as the limitless God. Hallelujah. When you hear the word of the name Yahweh, it means the self-sufficient one. It means the self-existing one. It means the self-defining one. There are no limits to this God. He showed up to mess with their mind to say, listen, you cannot define me based on your past, based on your history. Your forefathers had no clue who I was. Yes, they had a unique experience, but what I'm about to do, you have never seen before. Because you called upon my name in the times of trouble and you didn't see me. But at least, you know, you were working hard, you were getting some money. But the breakthrough you needed was not forthcoming. Because you knew El Shaddai. He was faithful to that covenant. Because God said, I will multiply you and you will not be few. He told it to Abraham. and he was keeping to that promise. But at this time, God wanted to show up in a big way, in a way that they cannot even comprehend. And so the Bible said, he declared to Moses, I am who I am. I am self-sufficient. I am what I am. I am the self-existing one. I will be what I will be. The self-defining one. You cannot define me based on your experience. I see a lot of times people go through things. You know, they have experiences. People write books about this, what they went through. And oh my God, this is what God can do. Oh no, this is what God, yes, can do. But that is not all that God can do. That is not even close to being what God can do. He just gave you a little tip of the iceberg. He said, listen, just taste. Just have a taste of what I can do, because what I'm about to do will blow your mind. The Bible says that now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly. Every time the Lord speaks, he doesn't speak within the confines of numbers and things that you can comprehend. When he declared in his word in the book of Philippians, I think it is, he said that I will give you peace that passes your understanding. That this peace will garrison. It will mount a fortress around your mind and your heart. When he shows up in ways that man cannot comprehend. He declared in the book of Corinthians, he said that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the mind. So in other words, when God shows up in your life as Yahweh, he shows up in ways that nobody has ever seen before. Nobody can comprehend. In fact, some people will see you and wonder, are you sure this is God? Because we've never seen him walk in this way before. Because in the life we live these days, we always want to find references. We want to say, okay, where has it been done in the past? Well, I mean, do you find it in scripture? And so we end up defining him. We want to contain God. We want to explain God. He says, no. I am who I am. Oh, no. Don't say because I don't find it in the Old Testament. I don't find it in the New Testament. I've not seen anybody in this lifetime, you know, go through something and have written a book. We don't, you know, these days we have experts in everything. You know, I was so shocked to find that they were actually experts in this whole coronavirus thing. You know, I know it's been existing for a while, but I didn't even know until it showed up this season. And there were experts all over the place, all over the news, people claiming to be experts. And I was really shocked. Some of them claiming to have years of experience in it. It's like, oh, wow. And most of us are just finding out that they even exist in the first place. So this must be, you know, finally they're fulfilling their destiny or they're calling or something. I don't know. Their profession is coming into, you know. And so we always want to find somebody who's an expert. So let me ask you this question. If you find yourself in a situation that you cannot find a book that can help you out of it, you cannot find a shrink that can help you out of it, you can't find somebody who is an expert in that subject, what do you do? How do you come out of it? Are you just going to hang your shoulder down and just say, well, what's going to be is going to be. I guess this is what God wants for me. Or will you turn to the one who declares that I am who I am? I am what I am. And I will be what I will be. Wherever you find yourself in life, God will be what he will be. It might be peculiar to you, even though the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes that there is nothing new under the sun. Humor me to say that, yes, what you're going through right now, you are the only one going through it. I will be what I will be. And I can also add this, I will do what only me can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he told Moses this. And Moses was stunned. He couldn't even comprehend it himself. He said, Lord, you have to tell it to them yourself somehow. This is too big. I can't explain this. And so in the next verse, he said, well, just let them know, you know, that the God of their fathers, he is the one that is the I am. And he is here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Moses showed up in that land and God told him, I want you to go right down in that same chapter, chapter 3. Go all the way down to, verse 19. This is how God works. Because God said he has seen them cry. He has seen their pain. He has seen what they've been going through. And the enemy is smiling and laughing and feels like they have the victory right now. But he said, listen, watch. He said, and I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless forced to do so. No, not by a mighty hand. God said he will not. Next verse. next verse, please. So I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in it. And after that, he will let you go. Next verse. And I will give these people favor. This is the aftermath of Yahweh showing up. When God shows up and then he has done what only he can do, he says his people will have favor and respect in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall be that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed. Next verse, please. And I will, but every woman, you see, I love this scripture because just in case you think that God doesn't do stuff for women, this is it right here. But every woman shall insistently, and I know that they can insistently solicit of her neighbor and of her that may be residing at her house jewels and articles of silver and gold and garments which you shall put on your sons and daughters. There shall be a display of glory upon every one of your families in the name of Jesus, because Yahweh has done what only he can do. Glory to God. What this means is that every year that the canker worm, the caterpillar worm, the palmer worm, the locust has stolen from you, restoration is coming. Restoration is coming. What this means is, if the Lord had ordained that you will be here, he's not going to bring you to that point step by step. Oh no, he's going to catapult you to this point in one day. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. Listen, it may not have been done before where you are. It may not have been done before in the office where you work. It may not have been done in the environment where you find yourself. But listen, Jehovah is saying to you today that when restoration happens, he will take you from point A to where you ought to be, where he originally ordained for you to be at this point in your life. So listen, it might be that the enemy is continuing to oppress you, to keep you down. You feel like time is passing. People are moving on and you're just marking time in one place. Watch it. The Lord said that he will harden the heart of Pharaoh so that he can do wonders. He will show all his wonders in the land of Egypt. And when he is done, you will find favor and respect. You that felt that you were rejected, you that felt that you were dejected, you that felt that you were an outsider and an outcast, the Lord is going to cause you to find favor and respect, because he is Yahweh. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying today? He said, I am who I am. You've never read of me in the books. I am what I am. What you have seen is nothing. And I will be what I will be. Your mind cannot comprehend my ability. Moses finished displaying the wonders of God in the land of Egypt. Understand that what Moses, or what God did through the hand of Moses in Egypt, was not just to display signs and wonders. God started by dismantling, disgracing, and destroying every god in the land of Egypt. Check it out. Everything that represented a god in Egypt, he dethroned. Everything that meant something that I felt like they served, that they were humble, they were submitted to, he shut it down. So when that serpent was swallowing the serpents of the magicians, I said, listen, there cannot be two gods in this land. I am here. I'm in charge. And he shut them down. When those magicians tried to match Moses power for power, they tried the first plague. And you know, it's so crazy. Moses turned the water to blood. Wouldn't it be wise if you changed the blood back to water? Instead, the magicians went and also increased, it made it worse, and changed more water to blood. He did the second one. They did it as well. He got to the third point. He said, okay, now this is above us. We've done the much we can. This is where our power ends. And now God now showed up and showed out in a big way. Ladies and gentlemen, God did all of that and fulfilled his word. Now they were at the brink of the Red Sea. Ah, this is it. This is it. When you check history, Moses has never read anywhere. He has never seen it anywhere done that somebody even parted a little pond of water. He has no reference for what is about to happen. Nobody has communicated. There are no experts in this. And then when he looked back to the children of Israel, they were like, oh, okay. So El Shaddai brought us out to this point to destroy us. You know what? I really don't know much about this Yahweh, but I think we might want to go back to Egypt. You know, I just returned the gold. I say, well, you know, it's a mistake. We shouldn't have done this. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know the punishment is going to be increased, but it's okay. You know, we'll just take it. But right now, the armies of Egypt are charging in. There's Red Sea right in front of you. You cannot make it to your left or to your right. And Moses was looking at this. Ah, somebody stay with me. And the Bible says, Moses cried out to God, and God said, what is wrong with you? Why are you crying to me? I can't find that scripture right now. Bible says, Moses said, God said, why are you crying to me? Stretch forth that rod and what? Divide. God did not do it himself. So in other words, it means that when Yahweh is with you, you become an extension of his voice, an extension of his hand. When he says, I am with you, it means that everything he wants to do, he can do in you and through you. So he will be what he will be, even in you and through you. He will do what only he can do in you and through you. Moses stretched forth that rod and the river parted. And the children of Israel walked through it. Guess what? Thousands of years later, Jesus showed up. After a bunch of people have parted River Jordan and all of that, Jesus said, you know what? They've done this before. Guess what? I'm just going to walk on the water. Because I am who I am. I am what I am. And I will be what I will be. There are no limits to this God. So do not limit yourself to what has been done before. That can help your faith to see God. But do not limit yourself to what has happened before. or what God has done before. See him. I love when people declare, Lord, do what only you can do. Ah! Now you give him room to just show up and show out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. What did I say his name is? His name is Yahweh. The I Am. The Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 6. Here the Lord explains even further. Exodus chapter 6, can we look at verse 2? He says, and God said to Moses, I am the Lord. Next verse. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, El Shaddai. But my name, the Lord, Yahweh, the redemptive name of God, I did not make myself known to them in acts and great miracles. So they were not used to God in this fashion. They've never met this God before, this version of God before. But here he is. Because he knows that what they need, these people have never been in bondage before. They've never been through this kind of hardship before. These people are bound in their minds, bound in their spirit, emotionally bound. Just because you bring them out of the chains doesn't mean that you have broken all of the chains. God needed to do something very significant that would break the chains in their minds, break the chains in their emotions, break the chains in their psyche. So that when they step out of bondage, indeed they see this God and they know that there cannot be any other God beside this one. So when he showed up and he showed out in that way, when they stepped at the brink of that sea, God needed to do something nobody has seen before. God needed to do something nobody has heard of before. Every step of their lives was very significant. It was very significant. God could have taken them through any other route. But he needed to do something very significant that would impact their thinking. Amen. And these are the generation of people who saw God in ways that they've never seen before. They saw God in ways that their forefathers had never seen him before. Even through the wilderness, they had to cause the sun to stand still. They have no reference for that. But all the limits are off. All the limits are off. So that money in the account, you can say, well, you know what? This thing has to stretch. This thing has to go. This thing has to stretch. It has to multiply. You've not seen it happen before. You've not heard of it happening before. But can you take the limits off? Can you take the limits off? You may want to be an expert in this subject. Say, you know, we have to, you know, you got to work. But listen, when you are in a bind, in a unique situation that nobody has been before, you look left and right, nobody's coming to help you. And you look to God and God says, keep going. I am with you. Speak to that account and it will produce for you. I've heard testimonies of people show up and all of a sudden there is money in the account. They cannot trace it. They report the money and they say, well, listen, we don't know. I mean, listen, it's yours now. It has happened. 2018. I think it's February. My elder sister went to the doctor thinking it was just, you know, a flu or something. And was diagnosed with leukemia. And it was really bad. And that was not all. I mean, if it was just leukemia, it's already deadly. They said she had TB on top of it. That's not all. They said she had sepsis. That's not all. She was also anemic. Now, what do you do when you're faced with this kind of trouble? Which one can you bind and cast? Which one can you pray over? It is overwhelming. And every time the doctors stepped into the room, you can see all over them, they're trying to muster courage and trying to maintain a certain look, but they were overwhelmed. They did not know what to do. And all they were thinking was, so how do we start this treatment? Which one do we start treating? Because you cannot approach everything at the same time. The patient will die immediately. Because in some cases, some of the medication, they conflict. And they were consulting. This is in King Cross in London. They were consulting doctors in the U.S., in Asia, searching for, this became a major research case. All through 2018. It's not too far. And she was there. Right on that bed. You know, when you are down in the pit, it doesn't matter the laws of the land or what has been declared. Your praise will be the loudest. You will pray, and it doesn't matter who is king. She started to declare praise in her sick bed. She started to pray, and everybody knew that church was happening in that bedroom. The nurses come in and they hear her singing. You cannot shut somebody who you think is on her deathbed. What are you going to do? Arrest me? She kept on praising and praying to this God. Yahweh showed up. While the doctors were still feeling confounded, they were just making her comfortable while they continued their research. The tables turned. And the Lord started to heal. The Lord started to restore. Things started to bounce back. Yahweh was doing what only He can do. They were just watching and wondering, what is going on here? And now the doctors are playing catch up. They are praying, okay, I think we might as well start doing this. Let us start doing that. God healed her within the space of 1 year. She bounced back fully. These people were confounded because they've never seen a case like this before. That is what Yahweh can do. So don't tell me that it is impossible. Don't tell me because nobody has found a solution that it cannot be done. God is who He is, what He is, and He will be what He will be. If it has not been done before in the physical, guess what? The author of life, the bishop of our souls, the anchor of our lives is present, and He will turn it around. He changed that situation. Doctors started to testify of the goodness of God. So when you're going through, that is not a time to complain. That is not a time to look for people who will encourage you to be in that situation. You got to find people who know Yahweh. Who know Yahweh as Jehovah Rapha. Who know Him as Jehovah Nissi. Who know Him as Jehovah Shammah. Who know Him as Jehovah Sidkenu. Who knows Him as the Elohim. Who know Him as Adonai. The people that know Him as El Olam. You find people who know this God, who have had an experience of Him. Listen, it is not enough to just declare the name. You got to know the God behind that name. When you walk with Him, He will show up. And that experience will be with you forever. Nobody can yank you out of it. Nobody can take you out of it. Because now you know Him for yourself. You know Him for yourself. People are falling away from the faith. People are struggling today. People are complaining all over the place. Even in this time when this disease is all over the place and you find that believers are beginning to shake and wonder if there is a God. Oh yes, there is a God. There is a God. Because even when the plague was upon Egypt, the children of Israel were chilling in Goshen. They were having a nice time in Goshen, where the sun was not shining in all of Egypt. It was bright in Goshen. When people were crying all over the land in Egypt because they suffered loss and setback, these people were basking in the glory of God in Goshen. Right in the same country. In the very same country. That is what the I Am can do. I don't know if you've ever found it at any time when you're walking down the road or driving down the road and, you know, it's bright and sunny. And then the next day you drive into rain. Have you ever experienced that before? You know that maybe it's raining in Bedford, but there's no rain here. Listen, it may not have been done where you are. People are mourning, people are crying all around you. You don't have to claim it as your portion. Don't go standing in line and say, well, I guess I'm next. Don't go feeling like, oh God, I hope this doesn't. No hoping. It's not your portion. It shouldn't go through your mind. Because you know whose you are and who you serve. Don't bring him down to the level of what you can comprehend or understand. Don't bring him into the mix where experts are talking and you're wondering, so what does God have to say? No. He doesn't engage in such conversations. Why are you crying? Stretch forth your hand and speak and divide it. Put a hedge of protection over your home. Put a hedge of protection over your business, over everything that concerns you. Because he is Yahweh. His name is Yahweh. And this is what I will be known by forever through all generations. Build that relationship with him. And you will experience him as Yahweh. Cultivate and build a relationship with God. And you will see him show up as Yahweh in your life. Amen. Every other name is founded, is an offshoot of the name Yahweh. Every other name that he has projects from the name Yahweh because he is limitless. I read somewhere that there are over 1,000 names that God has. I was in the Accra church last Sunday and the kids were telling me some unique names. I was like, wow, I've never heard those ones before. Now in this room, we can maybe make it up to 30 names, but there are so many names. So whatever you're going through, if there's no name of God for it, well, come up with one. That's right. Amen? If it qualifies the limitless God that you serve, call him the name. Amen. That is who he is. Place no limits on this God. Hallelujah. Jehovah will show up for you, and he will show out in your situation. Let us rise up on our feet. Glory to God. Father, we bless your name. You know, the amazing thing is, even Jesus Christ, when he showed up, he had a revelation of this God that we serve. He knew this God that we serve. He was God. But all through his experience, he called him Father. He called him Father in the garden. He called him Father at the toughest time of his life. He said, Father, if it be your will. When they came to arrest him, He said, I can talk to my Father and he will release a legion of angels. Right on the cross, he's the one calling the Father. Because God, Yahweh, is not just a means to an end. He's not just showing up so he can display his might and power. He wants to have a relationship. The experience of him and his power comes from the relationship we have. We rally around, we come to church, we pray, and a lot of times when you hear the way people pray and act, it's almost as if they just need God only for a season. They need him to do one or two things and they will keep him moving. But Jesus, all through, kept on talking and referencing this God as Father. That though he is the mighty God, the God of war, he is also so loving. Now we've heard about him as Yahweh. I want us all, and even those watching online, to take a minute and just recommit ourselves to him and say, Lord, you are not just a means to an end. You are not just the one I call on when I'm in trouble. You said you will be a father unto us and we will be children to you. And so I've come as your child. And I really, really want to have a relationship with you. I really, really want to begin to live for you. I want to love you every day of my life. Not because I'm prompted. Not for any reason, but because indeed I love you. Because I see you as my Father. This Father, he is Yahweh. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for the nations of the world. We thank you for what you are doing all across the world and in the lives of those who are here and those who are watching right now. Lord, you said that you will be with us. You will keep us. You will help us and you will uphold us with your victorious right hand. So we have no reason to fear. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We stand today confident without fear because you are our Father. And we take all the limits off of you. We take away all of the restrictions. Lord, have your way. Do your own thing. Lord, we will be spectators in this. We want to watch you do it. We want to see you do it. We want to hear you speak forth. Lord God, even we are available to be used of you. Do it through us. We will not interfere. We will not interrupt. Do it in us and through us. Let us be channels of this glory. Let us be channels of this power. Lord, we will display your power all over the nations. The nations will hear us. The nations will see us. We will no longer be overlooked. Wherever we are in our communities, we will no longer be overlooked. For the voice of the righteous shall be heard in this day. The voice of the righteous has been heard in this day. Oh, we thank you, God. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So stay safe out there. But don't be fearful. Amen. Be confident in this God that you serve. Amen. Be confident in the God that you serve. Glory to God. Fear is a killer. Fear kills even more than diseases. Do not let it in. Amen. Do not let it in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us just declare together the grace of our Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Shalom. God bless you and enjoy the rest of the week. Hallelujah. Remember, next Sunday we will be online as well. So stay tuned and continue to join us. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.